capture moments, seeking glimpses of beauty, connection, and truth. What if we could capture snapshots of something even greater? What if we could see the very heart of God? We often look to God for guidance and answers, but what if we shifted our focus? What if we looked to God to discover who God is? This July, join Sycamore Creek at the Regal Cinema in the Lansing Mall as we explore the character of God. Discover God's peace, compassion, joy, and freedom. Together, we'll be exposed to the heart of God and develop a deeper connection with God.
One of the things that brings me incredible joy as a pastor is to be able to baptize someone. I absolutely love it. One of the huge privileges, I think, of being a pastor is that I get to baptize people. And as with anything else in life, our firsts are especially meaningful. So I can remember back in 2018, Pastor Tom was on a sabbatical over the summer, and I was newly minted as a local licensed pastor. And what that means is that I have the authority to baptize people. I was so excited about this. So that summer, we had a baptism service at Valhalla Park in Holt. You see a picture of me there on the screen. Those are sweat stains on my shirt because it was so hot that day when we were there. Thank God for the air conditioning that we are sitting in here in Regal Cinemas today. I'm so much more comfortable up here than I was that day. I'll never forget that day, though, in my first baptism. So the very first baptism I was involved in was the baptism of Andrew. And it was such an honor for me to baptize Andrew. I took water, a cupped water from the lake, and I put that on top of his head, and I baptized him, and I will never forget that moment. I was filled with joy in that moment as I baptized Andrew. And then I baptized Dean. Now, this baptism comes with a sequence of photos. This is how it started. And then this was okay with the parents. I dunked Dean under the water. Look, he's disappeared, literally disappeared. And then don't worry, he made it back up out successfully. And then I pronounced a blessing over Dean. And oh my goodness, I'll never forget that baptism. That was my second one. It was a very memorable baptism. I was filled with joy in that moment. I absolutely love baptizing people of all ages. I've now baptized babies. I've baptized people who are way more mature and further along in life. And it's so joyful when a person enters the family of God. It's so joyful to celebrate the cleansing of baptism, the new life of baptism, the community that is formed through baptism. Baptism is entry into the family of God. Now, the images that I've shared with you of baptism, they are snapshots of joy for me. Like, those are little pictures of joy for me. Now, joy is this. Joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Great pleasure and happiness. And as we've done a lot of things already today. We've celebrated our birthday. We're also going to remember our baptism today in this service. I purposely chose to focus on the joy of baptism, but there are lots of moments of life, right, that bring us incredible joy. It can be being outside in nature and seeing a beautiful setting, like being at the beach or looking at the water or looking at a field or a sunset. We get great pleasure and happiness from those things. It could be spending time with a good friend over coffee or a meal or being together with family. There's great joy in those moments. It could be when just something goes well, you know, like we're successful at an activity or a project or a task or our job. Like, there's great joy in a job well done. It can even be also that we experience joy just in the silliness of a good joke or a good pun that lands perfectly and you just can't help but smile. There's great pleasure, there's great joy in those moments and in the eruptions of laughter that we have. I just shared with you some of my photos. I'm going to give you an opportunity to interact with each other. I'm going to encourage you to pull out your phones for this. And as you pull out your phone, my question for you is, what's a recent photo that brings you joy? Now, maybe if you don't have your phone with you, you don't have a way to show that, just think in your mind, what's a recent scene? What's something recent that happened that brings you joy? I'm going to invite you to turn to someone next to you, introduce yourselves, and I'm going to give you a couple minutes to interact and to show those photos to each other and share what was happening in that moment when you were experiencing great joy. Let's take a moment and let's do that. son Drew and I stopped by the photo booth earlier. If you haven't done that already, I encourage you to stop by the photo booth. And I had a lot of fun taking some pictures with my son Drew. It brings me great joy that he's here with me today and that we got a chance to get in the photo booth. Don't miss out on your opportunity after worship to get your picture taken. Today we're continuing in this series called The God Shot. And throughout this series, we've been looking at different snapshots, different shots of God's character. And this series is based on a book called The God Shot by Tara Lee Cobble. Tara Lee is the creator and host of a podcast. She's the founder of an international network of discipleship and Bible study groups. And her book, The God Shot, offers 100 snapshots of God's character. Now, we've also been continuing in a series of series that we're doing. I love that phrase, series of series. Got to repeat that as often as I can. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' most famous teaching in Matthew 5 through 7. And in that Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said this about effective prayer. He said, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Now, we're taking that asking, seeking, and knocking throughout this series, and we're using it to direct us to an awareness of God and who God is, of God's presence with us. In this series, we've been asking and seeking and knocking, not just to get whatever we want, like God's just this big magic genie in the sky, but so that we might better know God and who God is. We just need to ask. Now, the aspect that we're going to be focusing on today, and I think this fits really well with our birthday, is the God of all joy. It fits really well with baptism. God is the God of all joy. And we're going to ask, seek, and knock today to find the God of all joy. And we're going to do this through a New Testament letter, a letter that is called Philemon. Now, Philemon is a complicated book of the Bible. If any of you are familiar with Philemon, you're like, oh, Mark's going there today. It's messy. It's a complicated book. It's a bit controversial. And I'm going to skip over all of that today. You're welcome. I don't feel like talking about that. It's too messy and complicated. And so we're just going to focus instead on the God of all joy and how we can find that in Philemon. Because here's the thing about Scripture. It is messy and complicated. And in the midst of it, we can find and encounter the God of all joy. So Philemon is a letter that's attributed to Paul, an early missionary of Jesus who went around and planted churches and told people about this amazing Jesus that he followed. And Paul starts his letter saying, this letter is from Paul, a prisoner, for preaching the good news, the gospel about Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. I'm writing to Philemon, our beloved co-worker, and to our sister Apphia, and to our fellow soldier Archippus, and to the church that meets in your house. And I don't know about all of you, but I'm grateful that those names are not names that we use anymore. Those are hard to pronounce. After that greeting, Paul continues, and Paul says, "I always thank my God when I pray for you, Philemon, because I keep hearing about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all of God's people." The letter starts with Paul's gratitude for Philemon's faith in Jesus and love for all God's people. But I want you to notice who is thanked right away. It's not Philemon himself. Paul starts by thanking God. And what Paul is telling us, what Paul is pointing us toward today is that God is the source. God is the supply. God is the goal. This right here, this is the key to recognizing the God of joy. We've talked about all these different moments of joy that we've experienced. God is the source. God is the supply. God is the goal. Now today we're remembering baptism. And again, I hope you've caught on to that by now, by my introduction earlier. We're also celebrating the 25th birthday of Sycamore Creek, and hopefully that's been clear. You didn't miss that as we've been going through our worship service. For the past 25 years, the goal of Sycamore Creek has not been Sycamore Creek. For the past 25 years, the goal of our church has not been our church itself. The goal of Sycamore Creek is our mission. Now, you've heard a little bit about our mission. I'm going to invite you. You see it's up on the screen there. Will you read it with me? Will you read our mission together? Our mission: we exist to ignite authentic life in Christ and fan it into an all-consuming flame. That's the mission of Sycamore Creek. That's why we exist. We don't exist for ourselves. We exist for this mission that we have in the Potterville area and in the Lansing area and all around here. There are people who need to experience this. Now, that mission has been around for a long time. You heard John mention coming up with that mission in the basement of Pastor Barb's house years and years ago. It predates my time at Sycamore Creek. I can go back now to 2006. I've almost been around 20 years. Not like you 25-year folks, but it's been a while. And I remember when we added Fana into an all-consuming flame. See, we always want to reflect that authentic life in Christ, it affects every area of our lives. And whether or not we've had that authentic life in Christ ignited, there's always room for us to grow in that igniting. And there's always people around us who need that igniting authentic life in Christ. As Pastor Barb noted, we all need this. Like every single one of us needs this. Now today, as we celebrate our 25th birthday, I want to remind us that the mission of our church is not the church itself. God is our source. God is our supply. God is our goal. Now today, we're also going to remember the means of grace that is baptism. Now, baptism is not an end-all, be-all. You heard Pastor Barb mention that she got baptized real early in her life, and then what happened? She totally wandered away from her faith. And this happens. Baptism is not an end-all, be-all. It's symbolic. It's a tangible. It's a physical means of God's grace in our lives. It cleanses us. It births new life. It gives us a new start. It draws us together in community. And it grows and changes us. But baptism is how we enter into the family of God. Now, through baptism, we are in Christ through baptism. And baptism is not an end in and of itself. God is our source. God is our supply. God is our goal. What Paul reminds us about in Philemon is that if we're going to find joy, it will not come just through our own strength. If we are going to find joy, it won't just come through our own reserves. If we're going to find joy, it won't come from just focusing on ourselves. It will not come just from our experiences, as joyful as the pictures that we shared with each other are. We need a bigger source. We need a bigger supply. We need a bigger goal. True joy comes from something bigger than yourself. Now, I've experienced some just incredible joy in my life from things that give my life incredible meaning. Like, you know, I can think right away, well, I've been married now for 25 years and how amazing. I just love being married to Jana. We have a fantastic relationship. And I think about having two kids and how grateful I am for Drew and Kate, my two kids. And those things bring me incredible joy. But right up there with my marriage and my kids, is being a part of Sycamore Creek. That's how much this community means to me. I absolutely love this community that we've been creating for the past 25 years throughout the greater Lansing area. Our values of being curious and creative and compassionate, they resonate with me deeply in the type of follower of Jesus that I want to be. I love that in this community, we live out those values and, well, we don't live them out perfectly. In fact, I would say we probably don't do anything perfectly, because that's not the goal at Sycamore Creek. We are in the mess together, seeking God together in ways that are real and authentic. And what this means for me is it gives me freedom where I can mess up and then I can do better. I don't have to be perfect all the time. This is really comforting to me today as I'm talking here at Regal Cinema. I just think back to the beginning of the month. In the beginning of the month, the sound system did not work the way that I intended it for in that first service. If any of you were there, you got to experience that. It was not perfect. Not perfect is maybe like a too light of a term for it. But you know what we do at Sycamore Creek? We learn from our mistakes and we grow. And it's okay to make mistakes because we're constantly trying new things and we learn from them and we grow. And we do this together as a community. I don't know about you, but I need that. I think we all need that. We need a place where we can learn and grow together and be ourselves and not be afraid to make mistakes. True joy comes from something that is bigger than yourself. Now, I'll tell you, I wrestled through that first Sunday here at Regal. It was not easy. And I have to tell you, because all of you were here, I loved it. I loved it because I love being a part of this community. There's an anchor into joy that you all provide in those moments when I'm struggling. And I need that. Something bigger than ourselves helps us to make a connection between love and joy. And I want to connect love and joy right now. We see, we experience joy most fully from a foundation of love. We experience joy most fully from a foundation of love. And that's something bigger than yourself. Well, in order for us to really experience joy, the bigger than yourself has to have love involved with it. And I would argue that love is the foundation of Sycamore Creek, because the God of joy is also the God of love. Now, with that sort of clarification in mind of this connection between love and joy, I want to take a moment to reflect on this idea that true joy comes from something bigger than yourself. I just shared with you my own example of finding joy in the community of Sycamore Creek. Maybe you've experienced joy as well through Sycamore Creek. I hope so. But maybe you've experienced joy through your family or some other bigger group that you are a part of that sort of anchors you in joy. Or maybe you've been a part of a project where you've been working together on something and it's brought you great joy because you've been a part of something that's bigger than yourself. Or maybe you have a deep, deep faith in God, and it's that connection to God that gives you great joy as you go through life. And I'm going to give us a moment again to stop and to answer a question. This is a question, next question for discussion. When have you experienced the joy of being part of something bigger than yourself, whether that was a project or your family or a group like Sycamore Creek or your faith? When have you experienced that joy of being a part of something bigger than yourself? I'm going to give you a moment again to turn to someone you've introduced yourselves now. Take a moment and answer this question together. Philemon's love and faith, they lead Paul to not just say, I'm thankful for you, Philemon, but to say, thank God for Philemon. Paul recognizes the source of our joy. Now, Paul continues in his letter to Philemon saying, and I'm praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. You see, Philemon has been demonstrating God's love to others in the church. And Paul's letter to Philemon is clear that Philemon shares his faith in God with those around us. Now, how does he do that? He does that by loving and serving others. He does that by forgiving those who hurt him. He does that by repenting and repairing when he causes harm. He does that by working to make things right in the world around him. And he points others to all these things through to Jesus. Now, this idea of our lives demonstrating God's character is a really important one, and it leads to some challenging questions for us today. One question is, do you have a source or supply that gives you joy even during difficulty? Do people wonder about your source or supply as you go through life? Does your life make others curious about what your source and supply is? Because here's the thing about you and your life. You are perfectly positioned to be the person that God can use to reveal God's joy to those around you, just like Philemon. This is the power of the individuals who make up the community of Sycamore Creek. Each of you has your own network of people that you interact with, that you know, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, all these different people. And for 25 years now, we've been an outwardly focused church where we're saying whatever you have experienced of God is not just for you, it's to be shared with the people around you. There's a community around us of people who are up at night and don't know what to do, who are not experiencing joy. Through this community, through all of us together, we are a source of joy for the Lansing area. We are a source of joy for Potterville. We reveal God's love and joy to those around us. Now, God is at work in and through you, and each of you has experiences that are unique to you, where you've been in this community and God has shown up, and you can share those with the people around you. And again, God's love and joy cannot be separated. God is our source, God is our supply, and God leads us to joy. Now, one of the aspects of God's love and joy that's at work in my life is God's care for those who society marginalizes. The people who don't have money or who don't have power or don't have influence or don't have the right outward measures of success or who are different in some way, whatever that might mean, they are beloved by God. And that's often me. I am beloved by God. And I was struck as I listened to Pastor Barb's story again that we're all searching for this. We're all searching for meaning. We're all searching for connection. And I want to remind us all today that you all are beloved by God. I need to hear that. You need to hear that. The people around us need to hear that. And those are just words unless we actually live them out, unless we actually act to make things right. Now, again, here's the thing I love about Sycamore Creek. I have not always gotten this right. And I will not always get this right. But this is a community where I know that I'm loved and I can mess up and I can do better in the future. And I need that when it comes to love and joy. God is our source. God is our supply. God's love leads us to joy. I'm a more joyful person because I am a part of Sycamore Creek. Now, I still remember when I first started attending Sycamore Creek years ago. I told you this was back in 2006. We met at Lansing Christian School, and I was so impressed with our founding pastor, Pastor Barb. I'm still impressed with Barb. I had a great time meeting with her this past week. Barb has a special gift for both pushing me and challenging me and also like refreshing me and comforting me at the same time. I both like it and I find it annoying. I just gotta be honest with you. Like it's a little bit of both. And when I first started at Sycamore Creek, I had a different theological background than Sycamore Creek. And Barb lovingly pushed me toward Methodism and appreciating John Wesley. And she was so patient and so kind and also just very blunt with me too. And she was like, if she thought something I thought was stupid, she would just tell me, like, Mark, that's stupid. Like, I disagree with you on that. And I love that about Barb. Now, at the same time, I can remember I started attending Sycamore Creek when my kids were really little. Drew was just born. And when Drew was really little, Drew was hospitalized for several days with breathing issues. And who was there in the hospital with me, comforting me? It was Pastor Barb and her husband, Bob. It was incredible encouragement to me and my family when we were going through a really difficult time. Pastor Barb was a tangible reminder of God's love and God's joy for me. And that's the type of person that Paul writes that Philemon was. Paul writes, "Your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people." Philemon was a physical manifestation of God's love for the people around him. He pointed others to the love and joy of Christ. And I just mentioned Pastor Barb, and I got to tell you, I'm really thankful for the whole pastoral team here at Sycamore Creek, for Pastor Tom and for Pastor Mikkel. Like, they are a delight to work with, and I would go to hell and back with them. I totally would. Did you notice that? A well-timed pun brings joy. I love working. That's us in Hell, Michigan, by the way, in case you didn't figure that out. I have learned so much about God and about what it means to follow Jesus from Tom and Mikkel. Tom challenges me to live with integrity and with intentionality. There's a holiness that I've learned from Tom that I'm working on living out in terms of my relationships and in my pursuit of justice. From Mikkel, I've learned more about our differences as human beings and what those differences mean in terms of our theology and the ways we think about God and how we love each other well. Mikkel pushes me and challenges my ideas and concepts probably more than she knows. I'm pretty quiet sometimes about those things. I'm so grateful, though, to be part of a team here at Sycamore Creek with Tom and Mikkel, and I'm a better person. I'm a better pastor because of Tom and Mikkel. And there's a way that this is how joy works. Something bigger than ourselves produces a joy in our lives. We receive love and joy from someone else. And again, it's ultimately from God. Other followers of Jesus are like conduits for us of God's love and joy to reach us, and it refreshes us. Now, the love and joy we receive, it doesn't end with us, right? Like, again, we pass this love and joy on to others. And I hope that as I have received from Pastor Barb and from Pastor Tom and from Pastor Mikkel, I'm also able to pass on that love and joy to others, that as they have made me better, I am helping to make others better as well. As we celebrate today the birthday of Sycamore Creek, I want to remind us again that the church is not an end in and of itself. And as we remember baptism today, baptism is not an end in and of itself. God is our source. God is our supply. God is our goal. And so here's our challenge for us today as we leave, and we have all kinds of different stuff that we're doing to celebrate our birthday, and we're at a cinema, and you know, you can watch a movie afterward, and you can go have lunch. In the midst of all of that, here's our challenge: to go and be conduits of God's love and joy. Who do you know that needs refreshing? Who do you know who needs comfort? Who do you know who needs encouragement? Who do you know who needs challenge? Who do you know who needs justice? When we demonstrate God's love to others through the words, through our actions, we will live out love and joy. And that's God as our source and our supply. That's a joy that's bigger than us and our circumstances. It's a joy that comes from our source, our supply, our goal, God's love and joy. Will you pray with me that that would be so? God, I thank you today for Sycamore Creek. God, I thank you for the 25 years of ministry that Sycamore Creek has done. And God, I pray that you would bless us in the next 25 years. May we continue to follow wherever you might lead us. And God, today as we remember baptism, we thank you for the gift of baptism. We thank you for this tangible reminder of your love and grace for us. We pray that you would knit us together with your love. And we pray, God, that as we leave from here today, that we would go and share your love and joy with others. We pray this in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.